Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we join you from the snowy studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning to everyone that listens to our show faithfully on this very chilly Sunday morning. How's everybody doing, and how are you, Kevin?
I'm well, thank you. It is January, Farmer.
Well, actually, today is the 1st of February.
That's right.
So we got through the crazy month of January. Could you believe that snow?
Yes, because I had to shovel it. I believed every inch.
Oh, God. It was bad. I think I put in 60 hours down there, freaking clearing snow. Man, it was crazy. But we're here to entertain all our grateful listeners.
Yes, we are. We're going to be hearing from Sybil. I've got Moving Hearts live in Dublin lined up. Also, Christy Moore and from Horse Lips. How about you, Farm?
Well, I'm going to continue with the album I told you about, Amble and Kingfisher. And in the mix, I'm going to throw in some U2 today.
Okay, great.
We got all in Ireland today.
Excellent. Starting off today's show with Sybil from Montbrun en Farang. Believe it or not.
Small do.
I'm assuming you recognize the fiddling from Eileen Ivers and the button accordioning from John Whalen. Compilation album, two or three CDs, I think. Joyful Noise is the name of the album. And the two reels that you heard were Trip to Sky, referring
to Sky.
S-K-Y-E, referring to the Scottish Islands. And Derica De Bruin's reel.
Oh.
He had a nice reel there. And then we heard a second up in that set, a live version of Morning Dew from Moving Hearts, their live concert in Dublin. And as I indicated at the start of the show, Sybil sang a great Irish tune, Mór Brún a Farang. I'm not going to translate that. I know most of the words, but not all of them. Yeah, but you got something lined up for us, right?
Yeah, we're going to start this second set out with Kingfisher.
Oh, good.
Little words you said spring to mind. Past my bed, both entwined. Was I being inconsistent? I'm sorry, I know that I want this for all my life. Was it my imagination consuming these flowers still blooming? They're caught in a fire. Is the answer in the phoenix to the question of my life? I could be screaming hallelujah if I could only turn back time, take back all those things I said in the tempest of a moment. But all my soul is gone and left me, and in the depths he begs for death. Hallelujah, 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 Bardstown, a
Friday, Frank and Nan. I put the saddle and the pony in the corner field and cantered down the lane, heading for the yellow bog. Sonny's on a sleigh. He's cutting deep into the turf. He's pegging it on up high. Neddy's catching on the bank and Gary's laying it out to dry. The footing it, the cutting it, the clamping it together, the bringing home the turf.
Thank you. We are come for you today. The champions and the seven sons are come to take away the...
Well, so much for that. That was an old CD I have from Horse Lips. They haven't been around for 30 years, I don't think. But was their version of The Toyne. We've heard that before. Cherolet was the name of that tune. And we started off with Christy Moore from his album, Where I Come From. It's reference to Dublin and the title tune of his album. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with Kingfisher, and the song was Flowers in the Fire. And that came off their Halcyon CD. It's a brand new one. Last year it was produced.
All right.
So that's one of the songs on that album that I said I was going to play every song on through.
Mm-hmm.
But believe it or not, we're already up to song 7.
We are. So I just remind people, advise people that our St. Patrick's Day celebration will be taking place on March 14th this year, which is the Saturday of that week. I'm thinking the doors will probably open around 5 p.m. We'll have Mary Britton on bagpipes, of course, a corned beef and cabbage buffet, and we'll be entertained by the Breffni School of Irish Dance and some other entertainment as well. So that's, mark your calendars. I'm keeping the tickets at $25, even though we lose money on this event, let me just put it that way. And given the price of corned beef, we're probably going to lose more. So mark your calendars for Saturday, March 14th at 5 p.m., and get prepared for a nice corned beef and cabbage buffet and the Breffni School of Irish Dance and Mary Brinton. There you are. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to hear from you again, Farm.
Yeah, we're going to start this set out with you two.
Thank you. that hold communion with Southern Confederates of old. And I'll tell you some men for the Union who in Northern ranks were enrolled. They came to misery in their glory and thought at their might we'd be dismayed. But they soon had a different story when they met Kelly's Irish Brigade. When they met with the Irish Brigade, me boys, when they met with the Irish Brigade, didn't those cowardly Lincolnites tremble when they met with the Irish Brigade? They have called us rebels and traitors, but themselves have thrown off that name of late. They were called it by the English invaders at home in the year of 98. The name to us is not a new one, though it is one that shall never degrade. Any true-hearted Irishman in the ranks of Kelly's Irish Brigade, when they met with the Irish Brigade, my boys, when they met with the Irish Brigade, didn't those cowardly Lincolnites tremble when they met with the Irish Brigade? Call us invaders, tis but states' rights and liberty we ask. And Missouri will ever defend her, no matter how hard may be the task. Then let it true Irishmen assemble, let the voice of Missouri be obeyed. And the northern fanatics will tremble when again they meet Kelly's Irish Brigade. When they met with the Irish Brigade, my boys, when they met with the Irish Brigade, didn't those cowardly Lincolnites tremble when they met with the Irish Brigade? When they met with the Irish Brigade, my boys, when they met with the Irish Brigade, didn't those cowardly Lincolnites tremble when they met with the Irish Brigade?
I want to add to that Kelly's Irish Brigade from David Kincaid's The Irish American Songbook, that it refers to Kelly's Irish Brigade that fought for the Confederacy. And before that, we heard from Paddy Noonan from his Paddy's Best album from Rego Records of infamous reputation, with Merino Waltz, a very familiar tune. And Farmer, what did you play for us?
I played a U2 song, With or Without You, and it came off their Joshua Tree album. That's almost 20 years old.
Oh, good. It must be. Isn't it more than that?
I think it is.
It's probably more than that.
Can't believe it, though.
And you're going to start us off with 12 next, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, give me this over. So on February 1st, 1815... Daniel O'Connell faced John Norcott D'Estaire, a member of the Dublin Corporation, equivalent of a city council, in a duel. Both men are said to have been skilled with a pistol, and the outcome was not a foregone conclusion. It originated in D'Estaire's taking umbrage with O'Connell over his description of Dublin Corporation as, quote, beggarly, unquote, in a speech given less than a fortnight earlier. Writing to O'Connell on the 26th of January, D'Estaire said that, quote, such language was not warranted or provoked by anything on the part of the corporation, unquote, and asked O'Connell to confirm whether he had said it. O'Connell sent a reply in which he neither confirmed nor denied it, but made clear his feelings, quote, from the calumnious manner in which the religion and character of the Catholics of Ireland are treated in that body, no terms attributed to me, however reproachful, can exceed the contemptuous feeling I entertain for that body in its corporate capacity, unquote. He didn't like the city council. And they didn't like him. Soon afterwards, O'Connell was challenged to a duel as D'Estaire was heavily in debt as a merchant and contractor and, according to Irish Magazine, quote, saw fortune beckoning to him through the perforated corpse of Daniel O'Connell, unquote. At approximately 4 p.m. on the 1st of February, D'Estaire, arriving in an hour late, disembarked from his carriage at Bishop's Court, Naas, County Kildare, where the duel was to take place. D'Estaire fired first, but missed, and when O'Connell returned the shot, he hit his opponent in his abdomen, and D'Estaire died 2 days later. Huh. O'Connell later repudiated violence in a stark contrast to many figures in Irish nationalism, describing his decision to participate in the duel as, quote, the vanity of a criminal obedience to more than a criminal custom, unquote. He famously said that, quote, no political change whatsoever is worth the shedding of a single drop of human blood, unquote. So that event caused him to have a change of heart. Huh? But it didn't help Mr. D'Estaire, who's still dead, I'm told.
Yes.
So.
Hasn't recovered yet.
Hasn't recovered. So what do you have us for, Farmer?
This is going to be Amble, another song off their album. Got a few more left on this one, but this one I don't believe we've heard yet.
Okay, number 12 coming up.
She put it right between my lips and I bit down with delight. And I asked her, had she anything? She handed me a light. And with that light, I took a drag and I watched the world go by. You were mine and I was yours, and our limit was the sky. And we watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. We cantered on by the statue where once fell in its stud, met by a scoby being hoisted outside Mary's pole. You'd never seen the like before, or e'er seen so daft. And the cobbles were lit up by the enchantment of your laugh. And we watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. We watch the buskers play a tune in Lower Grafton Street, and I tried to grab your finger, but I wasn't so discreet. You smiled, embraced my hand, and pulled me into some old bar. And we drank a drop and we twirled and talked about our life so far. And we watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as a fool, because together we are free. And he swallowed down his last drop and began to feel the heat. And he gestured to the barman that it was his time to leave. And a cap upon his head, he thought of home in Skibbereen. were the finest couple that his eyes had ever seen. And he watched the time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. Now she boards her plane back to her home in Amsterdam. She'll study for the year before turning to our land. She said she loves a man and he is stationed far away. With him, her precious love, she says, forever it will stay. And we watched the time go by. I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free.
Would we be different? Oh. Captain's wing playing. I always had the desire to maybe do an old song with him. And here's the chance. So we're going to do a song about St. Patrick Was a Gentleman. It's called St. Patrick Was a Gentleman. In the key of D, would you give us a D, somebody?
Lordy, Lordy.
Set her going there, right? That's lovely.
Oh,
Patrick was a gentleman and he came from decent people. He built a church in Dublin town and on it put a steeple. His father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Grady. His aunt was in the Shocknessy and his uncle was Paul Brady. The Wicklow Hills are very high and so is the Hill of Hoth, sir. There's a hill much higher still, much higher nor than both, sir. On the top of this high hill, St. Patrick preached a sermon. Drove the frogs into the bogs and banished all the vermin. There's not a mile of Ayrton's Isle where dirty vermin musters. There he put his dear 4 foot and he murdered them in clusters. The toads went pop and the snakes went hop, slap, dash into the water. The frogs committed suicide to save themselves from slaughter. 1,000 reptiles blue we charmed with sweet discourses. Dined in them in Killaloo and soups and second courses. The small worms roaming in the grass disgusted all the nation. Down to hell with the holy spell he changed their situation. Was I but so fortunate as to be back in Munster, I'd be bound that from that ground I never more would wonster. There's St. Patrick planted turf, cabbages and pretties. Pigs galore, my grandma's store, Stockton's wing and ladies.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes ending our show for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody to have a good week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gurum agat agustahi shahugan.